I think we've got Geneva back on the line. Geneva, are you with us?
I am with you. Hello.
All right. Kia ora. How are you doing?
Yeah, so good.
All right. Lovely.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Where are you calling us from right now?
I'm calling you from Onetangi, Waiheke Island.
Lovely. All right. So, Geneva, you recently just dropped a new single called Urban Planning. Would you like to tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, totally. So, I've always had a bit of a complicated relationship with my whakapapa. I didn't grow up with a pepeha, and I grew up in the city. So I would tell people, hey, I'm Ngāti Kahungunu, and I grew up in Grey Lynn. And that was my pepeha for, like, years, decades. And, you don't really, like, see much of yourself in the landscape in that way where you don't really see, like, these old kind of historical places. They kind of just appear to you later on. And the geography of Auckland doesn't really lie. Like, you can see, like, old par sites emerge out of, like, places like, you know, One Tree Hill or Maunga Whau, Mount Eden. And then you find out that there's, like, a river that used to run down Queen Street that was paved over. And, you know, when it was the cyclone, there was, like, all of this water that came down and flooded the whole place. And it's like the land has been touched by our tipuna in so many different ways. And the city was built on top of it and kind of is this, like, very unnatural thing. And, I just wanted to write a song about how, even though I didn't grow up with my pepeha, I have it now. And so I begin the song with, like, this pepeha that I learned from my uncle, who I had spent his whole lifetime trying to figure out what his pepeha was. And he did all of this work, my Uncle William. And unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago. But this is, like, this gift that he gave us. And I just wanted to make a song that, like, honored all of that work that he did for us, but also helped me memorize this place that I didn't know or grow up with, and make it more familiar. So for anybody who's listening out there who's having trouble figuring it all out, this song's for you, even if you're not Māori, it's just in general.
Lovely.
So that's kind of where it kind of ended up, was Urban Planning. And it's the first single of my album, Picky Picky. Actually kind of second, because the title track, Picky Picky, was released last year. And I've got two more singles coming out before the album is released in August.
Lovely, yeah. But there's a couple of other topics that I believe you touch on in the song as well. I believe you also talk about the dispossession of Māori from the whenua. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about that and maybe your experiences with it as well?
Well, I found out during the, you know, when Ihu Mata was happening, that their ancestral maunga was crushed up and used as astroturf in the airport. And so there's this one line that references that. To build an airport, you crushed up our maunga, and to make the new world, you dug up our mata. And the mata is a garden, and there were all of these gardens that that were there in amongst the volcanic rock. And that's kind of how they managed to prove the historical site of their ancestral lands in Ihu Mata, was these volcanic scoria areas that they had been intentionally placed to grow kumara. And the way that they occupied the land was to create mata, to create gardens again. And the new world is, you know, both a reference to the supermarket, so, you know, this corporate kind of idea of food food cultivation, but also the New World, which is like the post-colonial world that was bestowed upon us as the best possible option, moving out of, you know, what was presumed to be savagery, but was really a sustainable lifestyle.
Right. And there's another like theme in the song that it's a recurring lyric where you mention, you know, you have your tūpuna with you. Can you tell us about the importance of remaining connected with your tūpuna, both for yourself and for Māori or anyone in general? Oh, hello? Geneva, do we have you with us? All right. Okay. I think we may have lost her again, but don't worry. We will get her back in just a second. We're just going to play a couple more tracks in the meantime. This next one is Piki Piki by Geneva AM featuring Samara Lofa and a range of other artists.
Piki Piki, I te maunga teite, kia mauri a te ha. Hiki hiki, I ngā manu au te.
Geneva, do we have you back with us?
Yes, I'm here. I'm here. Sorry.
All good. All good. I just remembered you are calling us from Waiheke, so we can expect a couple of technical difficulties.
Yeah, we are.
All right.
We're doing great.
Yeah. Awesome. Back to what I was just asking about, you know, so a recurring lyric that you have in the song is about, you know, where you say, you know, you have your tūpuna with you. Can you tell us a little bit about that lyric and the importance of remaining connected with your tūpuna?
Well, I saw this artist talk with a person called Maungarongo Te Kawa. He makes these fantastic quilts called Whakapapa. They're about like Whakapapa quilts or like anyway. He uses soft textiles to create these stories, and he talked about working in prisons and telling these people who had gone through all of these things to start off with an exercise before they began their work. And he would get them all to close their eyes and imagine that they had an army of tūpuna behind them. And every single person has this. And there's just these like thousands and thousands and thousands of people behind you that have passed away that are like supporting you, and they want to give you like everything, and they want you to have a beautiful life. And then one day when you die, you'll join them, and then you'll be there to support the next, you know, descendants of yours, whoever they may be. So every single time someone dies in my life, they join the army of tūpuna behind me who are supporting me in every single way. So, yeah, that's kind of what that line means.
All right, yeah. And all these themes that you talk about on urban planning, will the rest of Piki Piki be having, you know, similar themes to it?
Well, the overarching theme of Piki Piki is about uplifting yourself, but also, you know, after tragedy, there's lows and there's highs, there's, you know, valleys and mountains. And at the end, I kind of want everyone to feel like a catharsis, you know, like some kind of release from all of these things that can bear you down. So yeah, it's about a counteraction against negativity, a counteraction against all of these horrible things that are happening in the world, and it's kind of my way of creating energy against whatever that is, whatever vortex that is. So, you know, it's a spell, it's an incantation, it's a statement, it's everything. And urban planning is for, you know, everyone out there who are just making their way through life and and also, you know, bearing the responsibility of continuing their lineage and their cultures and everything that comes with it. So, you know, I hope everyone who's listening feels proud of who they are and continues to live their lives in the best way possible. And that's what Piki Piki is all about. So, yeah, Piki Piki, the single, is actually like the last song of the album. So, in a way, I'm retrospectively looking back at like what it took to write that song, because that's a really positive song. But before that, there were like a lot of like sad things that happened. And there's a couple of covers and stuff. Like I covered a few like Waiata Tawhito and gave them like a modern twist. So that's pretty exciting. And yeah, I just wanted to reference kind of like my life and how I grew up. And urban planning is just about my childhood being a Māori girl in the city, you know, coming up through Kōhanga Reo and learning te reo through school rather than at home. So, yeah, it's like a, I guess like a lifetime vibe.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not my whole life, but it's like up till now, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And going forward and leading up to the eventual release of the album, you're going to be playing a bunch of shows here in Tamaki Makaurau that will come around the same time as the Matariki celebrations. Would you like to tell us a little bit about those upcoming show dates?
Yes. So on the 19th of June, on the Thursday, I'll be doing an album preview at Goblin Bar with a 7-piece string ensemble called Ngā Whetu Ensemble that I put together for an arrangement of an original track called Toitū Te Tiriti, which will be the next single on July 4th. And it's just a purely string arrangement. And I just wanted to bring a moment to that and create something live, because those musicians train their whole lives for this, you know, to work in this capacity. And it was just so amazing to be in the studio with them. And I just wanted to bring that back again. So they're coming there, and then I'll be playing the rest of my album, and then afterwards AJ Honeysuckle will be playing. And then the next day, on the Thursday, on Matariki Day, is a huge day. So we've got an activation happening in town for Mikirapu Waiata. It's a virtual treasure hunt that will be going all month long. We've got an album listening party at A-Space, which is free and for whānau, so you can bring your kids if you want to. It's like at 6 o'clock, so up to you. And then in the evening, there'll be a free concert at Whammy Bar with Mara Tike, Christoph Altruento, Cezo, AJ Honeysuckle, and Dylan Biscuit, and myself. And then the next night, it will be up at Lee Sawmill with some incredible DJs. We've got Half Queen, Kai VT, Cezo, and Ivy Sexy. And that's Matariki for me. Then I guess I'll just go to sleep and then do it all again at some point.
Lovely. And for all our listeners tuning in right now, if you want to recap on those show dates, you can find them on the BFM Entertainment Guide on our website. Lastly, just to wrap things up, what's the significance of, you know, playing those shows around the Matariki celebrations?
Well, you know, it's kind of like a place, it's like a transformational time. And this is my first album that I've ever put out. And I felt like I wanted to give some type of offering to this kind of changing part of the season, the darkest time of the year. I've always celebrated winter solstice at home and Matariki at home, so it's a really special time for me. And I just want to bring you know all of those ancestors that are with us. I just feel like the veil is very thin then, and they can come along too. I think it's a really good time of year to get people together and to enjoy each other's company and to, you know, bring together their own stories. So really what I want is for people to be together and to enjoy each other's company. And I think that's amazing about Matariki. And what's so lovely about it is that you really get to hold each other in that moment and have time together and food, mainly food. I mean, come on. But that's why, I think.
All right. Well, that's about everything for me. Geneva, tēnā koe. Shall we play this? Shall we play this new song?
Yeah, spin that track.
All right, everyone. This is Urban Planning by Geneva AM.
Ko whakapuna ki te maunga, ko wai kare moana te roto, ko wai paua te marae. Ko horuta te waka, ko ngā tihina hinga te hapu, ko ngā tirua pane te iwi, tēnā koe.
I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home? I wanna believe I'm never alone. How does it feel when you're finally home?
Ke te maunga, ko wai kare moana te roto, ko wai paua te marae. Ko harauta te waka, ko Ngāti hinga hinga te hapu, ko Ngāti rua pane te iwi, tēnā koe.